Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
What up, what up, what up, what up? This is your girl, Miss Unbelievable. Yes, I'm rocking the Friday Night Live. Yeah, yeah. So I'm about to kick you in the mood with some old school music right now. And this is New Edition, Can You Stand the Rain? And then we'll get started, y'all. Let's get it. Let's go. Friday Night Live.
Thank you.
Yeah, can you stand the rain? New edition, Friday Night Live. Look like I got the other monsters in the building. What up? What up, what up, what up?
No, I cannot stand the motherfucking rain. It's Friday night. It ain't no wet Wednesday. You going to come in with a slow banger? Okay.
Absolutely. It's old school. What you call? It's old school. That's an old school jam. Yes.
This is not no late 80s station, dog.
Yes, it's old school night. I try to tell you.
No,
I said it's old school night.
You finna give me back my DJ board. You finna give me back my DJ board. She said,
This ain't no throwback channel, dog.
You better upgrade your arsenal for tonight.
I am, but you know, I'm going back. I'm throwing it back just a little bit.
No. That was your little bit.
I got a few more.
We coming up today.
I got a few more.
No, we're not doing that tonight.
Always.
No, we're not.
How you going to say I could do it and then you're going to take it away? You can't take it away.
How you going to change up the whole arsenal? How we going to argue on the radio? How you going to change up the whole concept of the whole entire radio network?
What?
Just because you got the board.
You're
going to say, how am I going to? Yes. We don't do old school nights around here. Anyway, let's go ahead.
What you
go ahead, Liddy
Lee.
Liddy Lee. I ain't got nothing. You control the board. I can't control nothing.
Who are the sponsors for tonight? Why you try to come on here and give me a hard time? Like, you know you had to. I know you missed me yesterday. I was out sick. I know you missed me. So who we got for the sponsors?
You tell us.
Okay, because it's all about me, sure will. The Sullamy Speaks, oh, the Miss Unbelievable, that is me, SullamySpeaks.com, Monster U.S. Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management, and you can check us out on the MonStarsRadio.com page. And you can leave us a comment and type in below or chat, just do whatever you need to do. Today's Friday Night Live, and this is how we're going to get the weekend updated. Why do you keep playing the music when I'm talking?
I figured I'd use some background music. You said you wanted to
talk. Oh, that's how we doing it today. That's how we doing it today. We're going to have some old few music and some new few music and some indie music tonight.
There we go.
On the chopping block. I'm gonna mix it up, but it's gonna really be an old school night, seriously. I got some who's bumping who, who's getting fat. As who we call on the chopping block, you know. Let me get to it. How you doing today? But coming in trying to, you know, be you.
I don't know what the hell little petty comment that was, but I'm doing monstrous. I'm good.
That's a good one.
Sticking to the script. had a nice little day.
What you do today?
I gotta do my little. Come on now, I gotta do my little third string tonight. So yeah, it's a pretty good one. You know, yeah. Seemed like it was a nice day earlier. It was sunny, but now it's a little cloudy. I can't be mad. Can't nobody go nowhere anyway. Ain't no use on being sparkly, starry, stirry night. Ain't nobody going nowhere anyway. Mm-hmm.
It's a little rainy right now. It is. It's a little rainy. But two changes on the chopping block. We got some other stuff on the chopping block. We have an update with Future. We got an update with the stabbing case with Ayana. And then we got her talking about how she want to stay down with her man and whoop, whoop, whoop. We got some R. Kelly stuff, some Juice WRLD, and some Shaquille O'Neal going down, right? That's what we got going down on the who's bumping, who's getting fat. And then the topics, you know, what they can do as they're chilling at home, during this quarantine that is still here.
Okay.
Okay. So here's some Bruno Mars. That's what I like. It's Cussy. That's what I like. Believe it. We live, y'all. Hit us up. 560.
Friday Night Live.
Peaches in the morning.
You got control issues. You know that, right? You know you got control issues, right? I just want to tell you right now, in front of everybody who's listening, DJ E Monster has control.
She will be back in a moment. I control the airwaves. I do not have control issues. I'm cool with not being in control.
Then stop touching the board. You said I was running the board because you had to work tonight. Don't get it. Listen. Listen. Let it go. Let it go.
Hell no.
Yes. Okay, why not? We got time. We got some time.
Okay,
we're going to talk about this.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to be good.
We got
I promise.
Time. Oh,
I'm
no.
going to be good. I promise.
Oh, no.
I promise.
You promise?
Go ahead.
You promise?
I promise.
Woo, y'all hear that? Y'all on the airwaves. Oh, my goodness. Dysfunctional family we are. I'm just saying. If y'all want to join this dysfunction, dial 563-999-3411. Because I'm telling you now, we're dysfunctional. We know it. We really don't care. He's got, you know, problems. I'm telling you, y'all. He's got problems with me on this board because he wants it his way. And I want to do old school tonight. Jesus. You stole her? Like you in trouble or something? Well.
I'm good.
You going to be good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Because yep. I'm about to play this song. You good? You sure? You sure?
You better hurry up.
you sure? Look, I got asked twice, y'all, because y'all don't know my life with this boy. Y'all don't know it. So here we go. I ain't even gonna say the name. I'm just going. It keep going up. Why does it keep? Okay.
Let
it's
me help
like...
you out.
No. It's like he's got this board on pause. I hate you.
7-6-K and Wild Woody. This is called Hold Up. This is for you little young man out there on a Friday night trapped in the house during the quarantine. Tell them no. Hold up.
Oh, I swear to God. Hold up. That's what you're going to be doing in a few minutes. I promise you. Leave the board alone.
And after that, we stepping outside. Pop the trunk and make some choppers, get the clapping outside. We get put up out the club, we gon' be acting outside. Where the liquor at? Where my killers at? The ratchet bitch on me the f, but I ain't feeling it. We turning up straight to the roof, like where the ceiling at? Straight from the block back to the booth, like come and get a pack. Get out your feelings, yeah. You know I'm really, yeah. Like bend it over, let me bungee jump up in it, yeah. And he ain't with it yet, but acting like he with it, yeah. Catching white drunk, put some hollows in his bitty, yeah. Yeah, nigga gon' hate more money, more time. In the VIP section, tell them bring some more bottles. VIP, yeah, we flexin', and yo, he stressin'. When I stand, but she think it to herself why he ain't takin' on my shirt. I told that bitch to hold up. Yeah, he actin' like he know me, told that hold up. She tryna fuck after the show, like, wait a minute. Hold up. Hit my dance up in this bitch, no, I ain't finished. Hold up. Yeah, I told that catch me outside. We got the straps, we outside. Steppin' in the club, and after that, we steppin' outside. And make some choppers, get the clapping outside. We get put up out the club, we gon' be acting outside. We'll pop with the business, off the top of watch my penis. You gon' let me talk my shit, know what I pay for these events. He tryna stab a up, how bad is up? Oh, yeah, and goon tryna grab a like, ooh, all these ooh, and it's staying in my pocket, yeah, they ooh. They got these money, but I feel like side step, right, left, got this ducking. Pulling on my shirt, made them go on the city. Little jab, right hook, then I uppercut with it. But all that bucking and jumping, and it's gonna turn us up. Go to pushing and stuffing, and I'ma burn me something. Pulling on my shirt, I told that bitch, hold up. Yeah, he acting like he know me, told that bitch, hold up. She tryna fuck after the show, like, wait a minute. Hold up. Hit my dance up in this, no, I ain't finished. Hold up. Yeah, I told that catch me outside. We got the straps, we outside. Stepping in the club, then after that, we stepping outside. Pop the trunk and make some choppers. Get the clapping outside. We get put up out the club, we gon' be acting outside.
Hold up. Friday Night Live. Everybody's trying to get up, get out. You know what I mean? Do something, but you better hold up. Stay your ass in the house. As you know, the quarantine, what was it supposed to be originally? It's unbelievable. What was it supposed to be, like April 14th? They were supposed to lift the quarantine. But everything's been pushed back. Some places have been pushed to May. I think even a couple places I think I heard have even pushed back to August even. So, but with the protests going on, who knows when they're going to open things up. But don't be the one out there catching a ticket. I'm just saying, was it like $1,000 across the board now?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, you might want to hold up.
People ain't gonna hold up. They, you know, they ready to get out. They're just getting out just to get out. Like, they're not even trying to be safe at all. They just trying to get out. So,
I know
the schools are closed. He's letting things come out very slowly, but yeah, I don't know how fast, you know, they want him to go. Cause like our governor is going fast, but all the people in Atlanta, like I said, 2 Chainz, that's what he's talking about. He's like, nah, never mind, forget it. So.
Mm-hmm. So what, 2 Chainz saying, stay in the quarantine or get out and about, forget about it? I mean, what
no,
you mean?
They're saying don't come out. They saying stay in the house. So there's a meme going around that says, dad said go outside, and they said, what did mom say? Mom says stay your ass in the house. So it's like they're not trying to go against each other. But the governor says leave, but the mayors of each city is saying don't leave yet. Stay in your house. Don't come out. Don't rush. Don't do it. So they did, like I said, because they opened up the barber salon. They opened up the massage parlors. They opened up the nail shops. For the places that the black people would go, and they were like only a few people came out. So,
so he
thought that they was gonna run out and do, you know, just run out and just, oh, I'ma be out here. No, people was like, no, not yet. It ain't safe to come outside because mama didn't say come outside yet. So, a lot of the mayors is like, no, don't go. The other mayors is like, nah, we going. There's like, yeah, nah, don't go. So they're warning them to stay in the house. Don't go. It's not safe to come outside yet. And some people are listening, and then some people are like, we out. So
right.
2 Chainz, you know, at first he was like, yeah, come to my restaurant. It's safe. He was like, we'll, you know, we got it. We got our masks. We ready. And now he's like, pause, just kidding, hold on, don't come. He said, we is not opening up our wing joints. It's a no-go for now. They're like, the sit-down, no, they're not going to be caught serving food. They're not going to be caught. They're still just doing take our orders, period. Period. They're not doing a sit-down yet. They ain't trying to. Because mama said stay at home. You know, there's like Brian Kemp, the governor gave the green light, but Atlanta Mayor Keisha, she said it's irresponsible and be cautious and stay at home. She's like, don't go out yet. You guys is crazy if you guys think that there's safe precautions in place. You're crazy if you think that the employees can have their temperatures checked when they clock in, every time they are with a customer, mandatory gloves, mask for the cooks, Singer paper menus. Ain't nobody got all that ready yet. You got to have all that. Like, you got to make sure everyone is, you know, taking temperatures when people come in. Like, who does that? There's hookah there. Everything's got to be sanitized. Everything's got to be hosed down. You got to make sure that, like, are y'all really ready to do all that?
Right, to sell a 3-piece and a biscuit? Hell no. Nah. I'd listen to the mayors. I think mayor is almost like that whole thing when you said mama versus daddy. Daddy might say whatever, but you at home with mama all day. You know what I mean? Daddy going to work. You at home with mama all day. Mama is your mayor, in case you don't get it. Daddy's the governor. It is. The governor's being pressured by high-end corporations. That's the part people are not getting. The governors are being pressured by high-end millionaires, them motherfuckers. That's who's pressing the governors. Come on, let me get my money. I'm here. I need to make money. Fuck the health. I need to make my money because they're not usually the ones out there in the field anyway. You understand me? These are like the corporate owners of the big them type of people. Them the one that's pressuring them to say, let me get my money. The mayor is more in the city, in that city, knows what's going on. The mayor can tell you what's going on with your police department, those type of things. The mayor is more in touch with your community. Follow your mayor. You don't, just because the governor say, no, I'd follow your mayor, because they're more hands-on, more foot in the field with you than your governor is. So, yeah, I'm going with the mayor. And as a company, I mean, in reality, do you want to be open that bad? I mean, I understand people need money, but, I mean, you can kill yourself long-term where you're losing short-term money now, but you can kill yourself long-term. Think about it. I'm not even going to say his restaurant because I don't want to start no rumor, no bullshit, but we'll just say if you did have a wing joint and you opened it up and you try to take precautions and next thing you know, your employee has coronavirus, somebody went into your establishment, got coronavirus, that's going to kill your brand. Fuck the law by itself. That's going to kill your... Nobody's ever going to come into your establishment anywhere because you're always going to be seen as the corona with a two-piece and a biscuit.
Yeah.
So you
and
don't
then,
really
you know,
the
insurance that you have to now get to be open because everybody's going to be in the suing system. Oh, well, I got coronavirus when I sat down at that place, so I'm going to sue them. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's looking to sue. You know, and how they could come up, especially if it's a big time place that does have, you know, money. You know, where they're like, oh, this is the way that we're gonna go. No, no, it's not. So you gotta ask yourself, are you gonna be ready for what people are gonna do? You know, some places are trying to put plexiglass in front as dividers. You know what I'm saying? You know, you on one side and you on the other. You got gloves on. You know, I'll touch you like prison. I'll touch you, you know, I'll touch the plexiglass just to be touched you. But how intimate is that where I got plexiglass in front of me?
Not even the intimacy. I mean, and please, if you know, please call us up. Let us know, 563-999-3411. I mean, honestly, who is that really protecting? Come on, man. Talk to me. Who is that really protecting? A piece of plexiglass. Okay. Are you protecting my food? Because if you got coronavirus, the virus is on the other side of the glass with you. You just put it all over my food and handed it to me in a bag.
Or if you're cooking it.
Right. Or if I got it, I just pulled up, handed it to you in my cash. Now you just pulled it behind your glass, and now you're finna give it to everybody else. Food. You get what I'm saying? So, what does the plexiglass really do? What's it really protecting? Is it protecting a sneeze? What's it supposed to protect? Because whatever it's supposed to be protecting you from, it's already over whatever in the hell you got or whatever you walking up with.
True.
So, what is it really protecting? I mean, I hate to be, you know, the dude with the brick. But
you
I'm
are,
just saying.
They want to throw you the brick at you right now. You are bringing
like
the bad news.
Him.
They do not want to hear that. Stone him right now.
Stone him. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't get it. And I don't mean I love you.
All that?
My bad. That's some old Jetson type shit.
That's some Jetson.
But yeah, but I'm just saying, man, like a lot of the stuff that they do for precautions, I mean, who is it really protecting? How is it really helping? First, it was just the mask. Now they got you with a whole goddamn fireman helmet on, damn near.
Yes. Yes, you do. You have to wear a fireman's hat. Yeah, you do.
I'm just
so
saying,
nothing,
they got the big shield
nothing.
Now. Okay. Got my face.
And you know,
like
they're making, they're making it real, like, impersonal. Like, everything's going to be, you can't hug, you can't shake hands, you can't have a sit down, you can't, at least not be that close. It may be every other booth. It may be, you know, make sure everybody has masks. Like, people won't clean. People weren't clean before. We just ate their food and blessed it in the name of Jesus and felt like, okay, Lord, protect me from whatever germs that's on here. So now what? What makes it any different right now?
I'm just saying, man, what if somebody with the coronavirus farts, a silent but deadly? I mean, how do you protect against that? You know what? I'm going to stop. I'm doing too much on a Friday Night Live. Getting y'all ready for the weekend. I'm doing too much.
We can't do nothing about that stank butt. We can't do nothing gassy about that. We can't do nothing gassy about it. They letting them rip, okay? Just tell them to take that little nasty ass to the bathroom next time. Because, I mean, it didn't say that coronavirus had a smell. You know, we know that some nasty ass is letting some gas out, some farting. You know, that ain't what it, you know, got to do. You know, and on that note, you know, I'm going to play a song. I'll beat you to it. Poison, BBD.
Baby dance full of facts. Baby dance full of facts.
Hold up, player. You learned that you are whole and virus. Oh my God. We live and I can't stand her.
Goodness, ready. It's a battle of old school, new school tonight. Yeah. Let's get it. Let's go. Fire that lie. Fire that lie. Poison.
The man in free, full of facts. I'm ready.
I'm ready, slick. Are you?
Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind. Situation is
serious.
Let's kill it because we're running out of time.
Tell him, Rick.
It's all so they seem from the start.
Yeah.
It's all so
deadly.
When love is not together from the heart.
Figure it out.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. It's a kiss.
You, I take precautions before I step to meet a fly girl.
Yeah,
you know, cause in some
portion,
your face is the best thing in the world. She's so
fly,
she'll drive you right out of your mind, steal your heart when you're blind. Beware, she's scheming. She'll make you think you're dreaming. You'll fall in love and you'll be screaming, dreaming.
Poison, deadly, moving it slow. Looking for a mellow fellow like a road getting paid late. So better lay low, scheming on hot money and the whole show. The little throw hoe should be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? She's one of you, but I know she's a loser.
How do you know?
Me and the crew used to do her.
Yeah.
old school music, BBD, talking about Poison, some Poison farts that DJ Imanta was talking about, Corona farts, that's what we're going to call them, Friday Night Live, y'all, we just getting y'all weekend started,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's get it, let's go, mm-hmm.
Flocking the hoes, flocking the flocking the hoes. Flocking them. I was at the bar, shake big and taking them all. And that night, I played the wall. Checking out the fellas, the highs and lows. Keeping one eye open, still clocking the hoes. There was one particular girl that stood out from the rest. Poison as can be with a high power chest. Michael Bivens sing, and I'm running the show. Bell, Biff DeVoe. Now you know.
Flick, blow.
Poison, can't trust a big butt and a smile at all. You can't trust my big butt nor my smile. Ha! DJ! DJ.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know who you think you over there. Over there think you DJ Chuck Chisel or somebody. I don't know. We're going to start calling you Chunky Thizzle over there. DJ Chunky Thizzle.
Why
I don't know who you
chunky?
Think you is.
Why can't be thick chisel? Why can't be thickums? Why can't I be thick Miss Unbelievable? Like, why can't I have a sexy name? Why I gotta sound all, you know, frumpy and stuff? I mean, it's sexy all over here. What's talking? Hello?
You'll have to ask the Lord why you can't be skinny. This one is man. Something new with an old school throwback. This is
you
how I'm feeling
girl.
Right now.
I'm thick.
You're getting on my nerves, mommy.
I'm getting on your nerves, mommy.
It ain't always about what you like. Sometimes it's about what's right.
You stop.
Be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. The bitches gon' give it to you right. I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life.
DJ Imanta, Friday Night Live.
I
don't care about your feelings.
You know I'm undefeated. A real high girl know how to keep a nigga heated. You say you want what you want, treat me how you want to be treated. You told me keep it real, but you don't practice what you're preaching. You want me to blow your phone up and come and looking for you till I find you. You really want me to whoop the hoe that you fucking with if I find her. Bitch, you ain't that busy. I don't give a fuck what you ain't got time for. You look me in my eyes and know you lying, man. That's far, bro. Man, you knew I was a player, so you made me need to relax. You know that you gon' hate me if I get the plan. Get back. I ain't turning to no damage when you met me, boy. I've been there. You trying to make me something that I ain't with that. I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. The bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. The bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I got my mind on getting paid. We ain't focused some days. He probably thinking I'm in pain, but I'm really on game. Ain't no nigga finna stop me. Independent, I got me. All the shit that I be needing can't depend on the prolly. And that's fucked up cause you know that I don't fuck with nobody. I be quiet, but you out here telling stories one side. I ain't perfect and I try to fix the shit that ain't working. But it's 2020, I ain't finna argue about twerking. Since you wanna test some waters, might as well jump in with both feet. If you leave me and you see me, better act like you don't know me. If you think your shit get better with another bitch, go get her. When you realize she ain't got you like I got you, I can't
help you.
I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. The bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping.
dancing anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you right. I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you right. I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H.
Friday Night Live, DJ E-Monster, and Miss Liddy Lit Unbelievable. So,
hey.
We're getting y'all ready for the weekend. Don't forget, you can go check more about the show over at MonstarsRadio.com. You can find more about us as individuals over at MonstarsRadio.com. Just go to the Monstars crew page, and you can connect with us on social media. So I am Miss Unbelievable, bringing it back. I like that song, though, by Meg Thee Stallion. But did you see the video of, I think the dude's a comic or something, but he on point with it. He got the song. He go, yeah, you know you call me T-R-I-C-K. And something, 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 something anyway. Something, baby. Something, mean, you need a sugar daddy in your life. You see that?
Oh, wow. No.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to put it on. You got to put it on the Monstar page. I have to see that for sure, for sure. For sure, for sure.
Okay, I think I know it's on the Monstars radio page on Facebook, but yes,
okay.
I'll try to put it
okay.
in the group page. The part make it so bad, dude kind of look like me. That's what caught me, because I was like, oh, this is kind of dope. And then I was like, wait a minute, what? No, bro, we're not doing that. So yeah. You gotta check that out. I'm gonna get it. Like I said, people, before, we put hot memes, great funny stuff all day long on the Monstars radio page and still the Monster US radio page on Facebook. Just all you gotta do is put those things in there and you'll find the pages. But yes, all day long we got great memes for you to share with your friends, family, and all kinds of things over there. So make sure you get involved with it. So okay, we still on the who's bumping who, who's getting fat, are we still arguing? Is we finished or is we done?
Oh no, we not done and we not finished, but we doing all that. So anyway, you know, just stay with us. You know, who knows what's about to pop off next. Off of Trick Daddy's arrest again, white powder in dollar bill, and he bombs his field sobriety test. Trick Daddy just can't get it together. Y'all know he's got lupus and everything, and so there was some substance tucked in a dollar bill when the cops put him over in Miami, and he failed the test. And another footage of him arrested. He was driving under the influence, and you can clearly see that there was something going on. He was busted in January for cocaine. So right now, Trick Daddy is having a trick moment with this cocaine bit. He can't shake it. He can't shake it, y'all.
I mean, I know a lot of people gonna judge him, you know what I mean? But you know, cocaine's hell of a drug. That's all I could say. We just got to pray for him. A lot of people know this ain't like some new problem. Trick's been dealing with, you know, drug addiction for a long time. If you really don't know, that's kind of what really, really truthfully killed his career. And yeah, all we can do is really hope and pray that, you know, he gets it together. Because, you know, obviously, you know, he was a great dude in the music industry, and just period, as a man, as a human being, period. All the thing we can do is hope that he gets off of those type of things, him or anybody else on those heavy drugs. You know,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to really go in on them too heavy. You know what I mean? I can, but, you know, I'm going to show mercy tonight on some people. But, yeah, that's all we can really do on that. Because, you know, like, we know people like cause of Trina because of him and, you know, other great artists. And, you know, it's just a shame to watch these people deal with addictions like this and go through, you know, the things that they go through, especially when you watch their mug shots and you be like, whoa.
And you could tell they on
like,
something.
Not...
You could tell they on something.
Yeah.
And it's sad because Trina is trying to rock with him and stay by his side. You know, she's been going through so much and for, you know, and I think they had like a radio station down in Miami going And he's just, like, messing up his opportunities. And I think he was trying to make it back with his wife. You know, I do believe that was the reason why that she kept leaving him, because he's not taking care of himself. So, seriously, y'all, if I know somebody who just is spiraling out of control from drugs, you know, help him out. And, you know, that's what you know, Juice WRLD, you know, his family dropped his details about his drug use and his downward spiral. You know, they were talking about how his lyrics sadly foreshadowed his demise, and how when he dropped Righteous, it was going into extreme details about his heavy drug use and his state of mental health. Juice WRLD never, you know, was once to hold back his feelings, and he was so brutally honest. But his opening lyrics, and I haven't heard this song, is Juice was more than ready to open up. I know the truth is hard to digest. Yeah, 5 or 6 pills in my right hand. Yeah. Cocaine runneth over on my nightstand, taking medicine to fix all the damage. My anxiety, the size of a planet. Oh, holes in my skull over time. My heart over ice, whoa. We may die this evening, coughing, wheezing, bleeding. So that's, I mean, and once again, we were talking about how if you know someone, whatever, but his demons just caught the best of him. And he swallowed a bunch of pills to attempt to hide from the feds because he was getting ready to go to jail, you know, when he was on a plane. So, man, that's crazy.
Yeah. One day I think we should do a show about, I know it sounds like really repetitive for some old heads, but something that they used to have back in the day, like ways to tell, like how you could tell people are addicted to drugs. You know what I mean? Because sometimes that's what it's going to take, somebody else recognizing that somebody has a problem and try to step in before it gets too bad. Good example is like, I didn't realize it until they said it about Chris Brown, when they talked about him in the news, and they were saying you could tell Chris Brown was on coke because he had a thing called coke bloat.
People
that do cocaine, they get this bloated look on their face. They get a bloated look to them. Like, the, you know, I don't know if you want to say retaining water or whatever. But, yeah, they have this certain look to them. So, you know, something to be able to tell somebody is going to need some help. So, you know, that might be a show we could do, some a way people can tell that somebody might be addicted to drugs or, you know, something like that. So you can do some type of intervention.
Absolutely.
Sometimes that's all it takes,
absolutely,
is being able to recognize a problem. Because if you don't, then it just continues to go, and then it gets to a point where they can't even come back, or they don't want to come back, I should say.
I could see why possibly he may want to use drugs. Future, this is just an update. The judge throws out Future's bid to force alleged baby mama Miss Rain to pay for blabbing about their sex life. Now, you know he went to court for that, and this is just an update. She scored the big win in the defamation case. The judge ruled it out, says, stop playing with me. This injunction needs to stop, as well as the claims that she's portrayed him in the false light and intentional trying to inflict distress upon him. The judge said, this is in y'all privacy. Y'all need to stop putting these claims in the court. I could care less about y'all's sex life. Future will now have to file an amendment legal complaint ASAP if he wants the judge to reconsider. And she's like, listen, we'll talk about the child case again at a later date. So he lost that one. He may lose the next one. Who knows?
Poor Future. That's just a dim future right there. That's just a dim future right there. I feel sorry for him. I don't know what to say, man. I can tell you this, though. His artists probably don't look at him the same. they don't pull this G card. I mean, how do you sue somebody for going into public and talking about your sex life? How do you go back to your homies and say, I lost the case?
You want to know why? Because this is what he had. This is a song I'm about to play. Boom, this is what he had.
know what? That was a good one right there, Miss Unbelievable. That was a good one. That's some good old hit the road, I-94 type shit. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I-95.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I-20. That's that type of shit. Okay.
Yes.
I'm feeling that. Motherfuckers can't go out and go to the club, but you can club in your car. I say don't drink and drive. But you can
don't
still hit the freeway, put them grooves in, let them subwoofers knock, and just roll.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Let that
mm-hmm.
right there go.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
mm-hmm.
goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Friday Night Live. We got DJ Liddy Lit over there. DJ Liddy Lit.
Calm down.
Calm down.
Why you always hyping up and then telling the crowd no? You know what I'm saying? Hey, she in the house. She in the building. She making it happen. Old school, new school mix. You know, we had a little old school, new school battle going on today. But, you know, it's almost time to end the show. What you got for us going on out of here? Because I got a bomb song taking us out. I'm telling you, it's on point. So what you got to say to us going on as we go out?
I just want to say come Monday, I'll be back on the ones and twos because this little motherfucker over here is having too much fun at my job. So on that note, I hope you all had a great day. I hope you had a productive week. Don't forget next week we got Monstrous Mondays. We usually do like business tips, those type of things. Takeover Tuesday where you can build your brand, build up yourself, especially during this quarantine. If you have an online business, you know it's booming for you right now. This is a great place, a great platform for you to get out there. Also, if you're an artist, call in, interview your damn self. We got Wet Wet Wednesday. It's not all slow, but definitely sexy music and conversation. Karma Cafe, Woosa, so you don't get 30 days. And then we'll be back here again Friday Night Live to get y'all ready for the weekend. So I, like I said, hopefully you have a great weekend. If you don't do nothing else tonight, ain't much time to get much else done. But shit, wake up tomorrow and do something monstrous. DJ E-Monster at emonster.com. That's me.
That's you. And this is Miss Liddy Lit. It's unbelievable. You guys can come check me out at thesolomyspeaks.com. I got apparel. I got books there. Join the movement. Take a picture. Put it on the website. Join it. Have fun. So guess what, y'all? As DJ E-Monster was talking about, wake up, hit the freeway. I'm leaving out with DJ E-Monster. Freeway. Good night, y'all. Yeah, I did that. Trying to tell y'all.
In her eyes, the color of love.
She cocked the shotgun. I'm puffing on some bros, doing 50 bows to stay on the low. The super mode, cruising a photo. You know how it goes, bro. When you live in the hood, where you wild out so much, you need a chance to feel good. So I hit this freeway, the E-way, and mob on out. Turn up the bump, take a puff, and zone on out. And just push.
Diamond in the back with the sunroof open. Real low, just singing my song.
Driving down the freeway.
Diamond in the back with the sunroof open.
What I do,
driving down the freeway. Eyes real low, just singing my song.
Driving
down the freeway.
I'm cruise control, watching the world go by slow. Looking back like you popped through my rear view, yo. Continue to raise. Now some folks do other things, relax their mind, but for mine,
kicking
the whip,
I
dip and drive, just
push. Diamond in the back with the sunroof open,
driving down the freeway,
eyes real low, just singing my song,
driving.
riding in the back with the sunroof open. Driving on the freeway. Eyes real low, just singing my song.